WJE Mobile. WKN4TFW. Good evening.
You too. What? My location is Taylor's Greer area. What's yours?
I just crossed over Pelham Road on Haywood Road, and I'm headed to the Greer Taylor's area.
Standing, I'll tell you right now, it's clear sky, sunshine, and lots of traffic. Just so you know what's going on.
Not that last part, the lots of traffic.
The lots of traffic can be compared to where are you at. Now, I'm not in New York, there's no traffic, but if I'm out in the middle of Montana, then there's traffic.
Here in Greer, about 20-something years, there's traffic.
That's 5 years. I mean, I go into work really early, so I see very little traffic. But then I get off early enough in the afternoon where there wasn't a whole lot of traffic a couple years ago, and then my wife says, hey, can you go pick up our daughter at work? She worked a little late today. All right, I jump in the truck, figured I'd just drive over there, and I ran into a lot of, I was shocked. I could not believe how much traffic there was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm usually home long before this.
I'm off till about 4, but I'm at work at 6 a.m., so there's no traffic when I'm traveling at 5 a.m. for sure.
Weather's nice today. I think it's supposed to be cloudy tomorrow and rainy, a chance of, I thought I saw rain coming up at the end of the week, but not really sure about it. Not worried a whole lot about it. I get along fine with the rain as long as it's not too much.
Fair share, though, these last couple of weeks for sure, but I believe you're right. It's supposed to set it raining on the weekend because my wife's off on Saturday.
Noah running on my radio on the other side, but I switched it over to listen to something else, and they generally put in, you know, how many inches of rain for the season we've got and all that good stuff, so I haven't heard that, but I remember, golly, several years ago, we were like 20 inches over normal. I just remember it raining all, I just bought my motorcycle the year before, and it rained the following year to where I barely rode it.
It was about 6 or 7 years ago, and I'd ride it all with that.
Oh, because you completely dropped out of the repeater, and you were scratchy and picket fencing. You were doing it all there for that last transmission.
Not that now. It should be better now. I'm up out of that hole.
Crystal clear now. It's like you're across the street from me.
I'm on Edwards Road, so it's going to get iffy for a little bit until I get over closer to Taylor's.
You know how much Parrish Mountain messes with the area? When I was working part-time out at the Bilo Center, now the Bond Secure Wellness Arena, a.k.a. the Well, as they say, there's that one area over by the chicken place, Columbia Chicken Processing Place, that it gets scratchy. I mean, if I turn my power up, I can get to the repeater, still scratchy, but the reception isn't really the best.
There's a couple of spots kind of over there by the Red Lobster earlier in the morning. There's a little bit of an issue that way, too.
It's actually pretty good most of the time. I've got a rooftop antenna. I told my wife when we moved out here several years ago, about 15 years ago, that when I get my truck, I'm drilling a hole in it. I want my radio to get out there really well. And she says, hey, it's your truck. You do what you want with it. Well, I've had it now. I don't want to give it up because I got the radio installed, even though it's falling. The wheels are about to fall off. They're going in. It's going in the shop Thursday to get a look over and see how she's doing. But I just love the radio and the way it responds and the way it works in my truck.
ICOM 2730, and I got a three magnet mount up on top of the roof of the truck with a Diamond SG 7900, I believe is what it is.
Yeah, I drilled the hole, put in an NMO connector, fed the cabling into the back. I'm running one of them old-fashioned O'Keens, or you call them walks-on. Really nice radio. It's a little complicated sometimes, but it works good. And then the antenna is just your generic, I think I've got a 5/8 wave up there. I had some larger before, but my daughter wanted to borrow the truck to go to downtown. I go, sure, knock yourself out. Have a good time. Little did I know she wanted to go into the covered parking, and she took it out. Oh, big time. And that took me a little while to get it straightened out, get it all fixed and put back together. And now I got to use silicone to keep it sealed in there. So now the antenna is permanently on the, well, I can't say permanent, but it's pretty much permanent on the roof until I decide I want to really work on it to get it off and put a new one. But doing fine for my use. I'm happy.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to drill a hole in the roof and run it that way, so I went with that magnet, but it if you pull up on the antenna a little bit, it'll lay over with a little hinge, so that makes it a little bit more convenient. But I still think if I went in the parking deck, I'd have to unscrew it.
There is a silent key now. I can't remember his name or his call sign, but he had one of those folding antennas. He tied it to the roof rack of his crossover, and push a button, and you watch it tip down. He goes, there, I can go in anywhere I want. And I thought that was the neatest thing. Problem is, I don't have a roof rack on my truck.
Yeah, it's got one of those, and that it looks like it's really nice. I just didn't spring for one of those. I just went for this. And as long as I pay attention to the trees and don't go down a certain roads, I hadn't twanged it too many times.
I wish I could remember it. I mean, it's the antenna was really, a 5/8 would be longer than a half wave. I think I got a half wave up there, and it was a 5/8 dual bander, but it was pretty tall. And it would clip trees, you know, and ding once in a while. And one time I took it off before I went into underground parking, and somebody pulled up behind me. So I threw it in the truck really quick, closed the door, and I kinked the top of it. Oh, man. And it still worked. I put on the SWR meter to make sure I didn't screw anything up. And on this repeater here, it was negligible. I don't even think it really affected that frequency. So that stayed up there until my daughter took it off.
I haven't done that scenario yet, but mine, I believe, it's 62 inches tall, not counting the magnetic base. And, you know, it's not recommended for a magnetic base, but I saw this 3-magnet base, and it said, make sure it's where you want it when you stick it down. And, man, that's for sure, because you play heck getting it back off of the roof.
I saw one of those on a truck years and years ago, and they were running one of those, I don't know, people call it a telephone pole, great big huge whip antenna, and he had it on the top of his truck, and I'm thinking, gee whiz, what's he going to hit? But I noticed when he was driving down the road fast enough, that antenna would tilt back, not too far, but it looks like it would clear most of the trees it would hit, but I just couldn't understand why somebody would have something that high, other than the fact that, yes, height is everything, but on your vehicle? God, if he hit a power line that was hanging low, he could end up hurting himself.
Whip up on the top. This is about as long as I care to go. Like I said, it was with the height of the cab and then that on top of there, I'm probably pushing 11 feet something.
Make it under the overpasses, that's for sure. But, yeah, I had an old 85 F-250 that was a factory stock height, and I put one of those whip antennas on the bumper back before I got my ham license. And that worked pretty good. I had to put the tennis ball on. I couldn't understand why people put a tennis ball on there until I heard a ding, ding, ding on my fender. And I went, okay, well, now got me a tennis ball and drilled and put that on there right away. But for the most part, I had a window antenna, and a friend of mine had a really nice SWR meter. And I had that on a 85 Ford F-250. And I had it on a 79 Ford Ranger. And I had a three-way splitter, so I was able to carry, I only had two antennas. I used the window antenna for my ham rig, and that was a 733, I remember the number. But anyhow, then I used the regular car antenna for the scanner that was underneath there that I got from Radio Shack. It was a real nice compact setup, but I only had two antennas, and I was able to listen to the AM, FM radio, the scanner, and talk on the radio at the same time. I thought it was a pretty nice setup.
Yeah, right now I just only have this one radio and then the truck stereo in the truck, and that's about all I can handle right now, especially with the traffic. Well, Wayhampton isn't too bad right here.
Moving along pretty good myself. I'll be home in probably another 5 minutes. I just passed, you know where the little Rebel is over here on 290? Ben, go again. W1JE listening.
Where the little Rebel is. I live kind of over there by the Whitey's Auto Auction.
Whitey's what again?
Whitey's Auto Auction is in that Fairview Baptist Church. I kind of live over in that Fairview subdivision.
Like 2 miles away from each other. Because you know where the bus yard is? And a couple streets down where there's a OSAS, One Stop Auto Shop. I live down just off of Lynn Road there.
What's the name? My name's Ken. Kilo Echo November.
Scott. Phonetically, Scott. Nice to meet you, Ken.
It turns out there's quite a few hams that are remotely close here. You just never know unless you catch them on the radio.
15 minutes in the afternoon and 15 in the morning. If, you know, sometimes in the morning I just don't turn the radio on because I'm not ready to hear anything. And then a lot of times I turn it on and there's nobody on it. And I mean, for a while there, this repeater was active all the time, and now it's been pretty quiet.
There's five of us that talk about 5:15 in the morning every weekday morning for sure.
Waking up. I admit I get up at 4:30 in the morning, but I get up that early anyway, so it's easier for me to drive. You know, I wonder if this, there he goes. Somebody understood the flashing headlights to pull out in front of me.
The drivers around here for sure. You can't never tell what they're going to do and when they're going to do it.
And I guess it just comes with the masses. You know, they used to talk about everybody's an idiot driver, but everybody thinks they're a good driver. And they got onto a talk show, because I'm originally from the left coast, and I was listening to them, and I called on my phone and called in and said, oh, wait a minute. I would say most people are good drivers because in the average commute, when you're driving out there, you're going to pass up 5,000 cars. Easy. It's not a problem seeing 5,000 cars every day as you're going to and from work. Mind you, some's going the other direction on the freeway. But when you see that many, statistically, you're going to see one person screw up. Because I'll admit, every once in a while, I'll look to one side and I'll drift over to the edge of the road and you'll hear the, you know, and I'll get back in straight. And I'm sure there's somebody, oh, there's an idiot driver that doesn't pay attention. And they don't realize they do it maybe once in a blue moon. But statistically, you're going to see somebody every day when you got enough people and traffic around you.
Yeah, right. I do it. I do it from time to time myself. KN4TFW.
Show host kind of thought, oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. Kind of shut that conversation down. But anyway, Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo for ID, and I am pulling into the driveway. That's how quick I can get home. From the time I said I was turned on the radio to I'm almost home now.
Hey, Scott, I enjoyed the talk and making the ride much more enjoyable, and I'm right here at Wade Hampton and Target. I'll be home in less than five. So I'll say 73. Have a good one and look forward to catching you on the radio another time. KN4TFW.
Nice meeting you, too. I'll be out here again after you're done, but in the morning. But in the afternoon, I generally turn it on, the radio. Anyway, I'm going to be clear. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.